This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. An era is ending at one of the Lehigh Valley's most iconic businesses. Martin Guitar is based in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, but it's known the world over as a maker of fine musical instruments since 1833. Christian F. Martin IV announced yesterday that he'll be stepping down as CEO of the company. He joins me by phone, the sixth generation of his family to run the company since Christian Friedrich Martin emigrated from Germany.
Talk about nepotism. It was always the firstborn male son.
I'm wondering what your proudest accomplishment is after 40 years at the helm of the company.
So this is recorded, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to sanitize this comment. It wasn't that long after I took over, after my grandfather passed away, that I was having a conversation with a gentleman named Brian Majeski. And we're the same age, so we've known each other forever. And he comes up to me and he congratulates me. He says, "Hey, now you're the CEO." And he looks me in the eye and he goes, "You know what your job is?" I go, "No, Brian, but you're about to tell me. Don't screw it up." So maybe that's my biggest accomplishment. I didn't screw it up.
It is true. You have not screwed it up.
Thank you.
Now, is there a C.F. Martin the Fifth?
Well, that's a good story. There is. She is 16.
Mm.
And now whenever anyone asks her what she wants to do for a living, she says she wants to be a writer.
Hmm.
And to me, that's my cue to not put any pressure on her.
But you didn't want to run the company when you were 16, right?
No. And that's part of why this transition is occurring now. You know, if I had an older child and that child was keenly interested and had some experience, I might say to myself, hey, I can, you know, be CEO a little while longer while this older child ultimately takes my place. But there's just too much of a gap.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned 65. She's 16. One of the things that they talk about now in family businesses is that the families often say to children, you need to go work somewhere else first.
You got to go
work somewhere to find out what it's really like to just be an employee and not like the son or daughter of the owner.
Did you start that way? You started working on the factory floor, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple, you know, summer jobs. So what happened was I was going to college and I ended up getting a job at a music store in California. And I'm like, man, this is great. And I'm going to learn all about the business. Mm-hmm. And the music store owner was like, I thought you knew about the business. I'm like, no. So he was kind of like, oh my God, this kid doesn't know anything. And that's when I called my mom up. I said, Mom, I'm quitting college and I'm coming back and I'm going to work in the shop. And I learned two things.
Mm.
One is that more often than not, Chris Martin can be dangerous with a chisel. And I learned a great deal of respect for my coworkers who do actually make the guitars every day. Their skill level is unbelievable.
It really is an astounding level of craftsmanship that has been kept up for so long.
It's beyond just, you know, punching a clock and pushing some machine that's spitting out widgets.
You know, there's so many musicians you've come in contact with and who your product has profoundly influenced. I have a personal favorite Martin reference in music, which is The Weight by The Band.
Sure, of course. So apparently the story there was that Robbie Robertson was kind of at a loss for a lyric. You know, he's got, okay, I got a song in my head, and he's writing it down. He goes, I need something.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sort of looked in the guitar and saw the little mark, the little branding mark that we put on the back strip, and he goes, pulled into Nazareth.
Because the mark says...
Well, it says, you know, Martin Guitars, Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
I pulled into Nazareth just a feeling about half past dead. I just need to find a place where I can lay my head.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Christian Martin IV. He'll step down as CEO of C.F. Martin & Company in July of next year, although he will remain as chairman of the board and the family ownership will continue. During the pandemic, the factory craftspeople are producing guitars. Management is working from home.
You put the loader right on.